President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad vowed today that Iran would not bend to Western deadlines for nuclear talks after his new government won broad backing from Parliament, including a defence minister wanted by Argentina for a deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish cultural centre.
Lawmakers also gave approval to the nation's first woman government minister since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, but rejected three nominees for the 21-seat cabinet, the choice for the important energy ministry, and two women proposed for the education and welfare social security posts.
We spoke to Jesuit Father Samir Khalil Samir, an Islam scholar at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, and asked him how significant this is for the future of Iran.
He has proposed three women as ministers, and they react against two of them. The third one, they accepted. What was interesting is that he is not choosing them for a ministry where they have international relations or a political influence for family, for social situations. Women is more accepted than for the other fields of the minister, for economy, for the oil, for and so on. She corresponds to the traditional vision of women in Islam.
After the elections, we saw protests and a challenge to the government. What do you think this means for the future of Iran?
There is a growing desire of changement. It will probably only happen through some revolutionary reaction. What we have seen last June was a kind of revolution. But the fact that it happened means something the government can no more do what they want. They know there is an opposition, a strong opposition within the country. How long it will take to change this situation, this is difficult to say now. But the desire to change is strong.